I was wanting to talk to you about what happened surrounding your son. Can you tell me when and where and what happened concerning your ex-husband and your son?
I will never, ever forget the date. It is always going to be stuck in my head. I was at work, working at the hospital overnight, midnight, and my son was shaken and abused severely by his father, my ex-husband, Curtis Jones, on July 24th of 2016.
How do you know this for sure? Did you see it happen? Is he a violent guy?
No, absolutely I did not see it happen. I was at work. I had left, I believe, 13 hours prior. So he had called me at work and told me the baby was stiff, as hard as a board. He was not opening his eyes. He was basically not conscious. He was cold and he was gasping for air. And I just lost it. I said, why are you calling me? Call 911 right now. And he was rushed to one of our local hospitals. And I believe within, I don't know, 45 minutes to an hour, once they stabilized him, intubated him, put him on life support, he was diagnosed with non-accidental abusive head trauma, which is also shaken baby syndrome. And then he was transferred to Lurie's Children's Hospital in Chicago, Illinois, and had emergency brain surgery. They removed the entire left side of his skull. I was there for 3.5 months with him. He was in a non-induced coma for 8 days. We made him a DNR. I had to meet with organ donations, hospice, and I was told my son would not live.
I am so sorry.
And we are almost 2.5 years post-injury now.
So what's Braxton like now? What's his health situation now?
He's going to be 3 in January. He has had 5 brain surgeries, several eye surgeries, other surgeries, like for a feeding tube. He is extremely blind. He cannot sit up. He cannot talk. He cannot walk. He cannot take food by mouth. He doesn't have a whole lot of purposeful movement. They said the entire left side of his brain had died. His MRI is now, when you look at it, his brain has shrunken and it's basically just filled up with water. We go to Indy several times a week, 3 to 5 times a week for appointments and doing hyperbaric oxygen treatments, which is elective and all out of pocket. And I believe it's made a big difference. He's never going to be normal. We don't know what his life expectancy is. And it's just as bad as it gets. He should be going trick-or-treating here next week with his brother that's 17 months older, but unfortunately his father changed that for him.
Was Curtis ever charged?
He was charged 10 months after the injury. It took them 10 full months to charge him. We have yet to go to trial. It's been delayed. It is set again for January 15th for 5 days, and he's allowed to live out of state. He lives in Florida currently.
Is he a violent guy? Did he admit to doing it?
No, he did not admit to it. At first, he blamed the babysitter, which she is still my friend. We've been friends for, at least probably 18 years or longer. And then once he became the primary suspect, after like day 12, I believe, post-injury, he was kind of like, well, maybe I should apologize to her. It's a misdiagnosis. My child was born completely healthy, and to get back to your question about is he a violent guy, no, I've never had any issues with him being violent. He was a great father to the kids, but I did notice that he was under a lot of stress probably a month prior before this happened, because he was in nursing school 6 weeks from graduating as an RN, and he was flunking his test and couldn't pass them. I did notice that he was just very stressed out. I really think that's what happened. I feel like he came home from his job that night and he tried to study for a test. I know for a fact that Braxton would always cry between 4 and 5 a.m. That's about the only time this kid would only cry if he had a wet diaper or wanted to be fed. So, you know, it makes completely sense to me why it happened at that time, because that's when he was the fussiest.
So you're sure that it was your husband and not the babysitter?
Absolutely. She was ruled out immediately.
So what did the people at the hospital say, and what did the police say?
People at the hospital have said it's court documented that it is literally the worst brain injury that Chicago Children's Hospital has ever seen. We're now seeking care at Riley. So between those two hospitals, I think my child has seen well over 50 doctors, you know, with all of their residents and all of his specialty doctors. And it's consistent that it is shaken baby syndrome. And I've had several of those doctors tell me it is the worst case they've ever seen, the worst brain injury, worst MRI they've ever seen. And the police said that after meeting with the doctors that it happened on his time.
So has Curtis apologized for this or anything? Or
he has not. He flunked 2 lie detectors. He flunked 1 at the police station, a voice stress analyzer. And then he flunked 1 that his lawyer made him pay for. It was $1,400. He flunked that. They were hoping that he would pass it so they could wave it in the prosecutor's face, saying that he's innocent. No, he has not apologized. He has not done anything. He's several thousand dollars behind on child support. Me and my family have gone above and beyond to get this child the best care and to do all these elective treatments that has cost us thousands and thousands of dollars. And Curtis he's done nothing to fix his child. He's just gone in Florida.
What do you want to make happen in terms of justice for Brax?
I want him fully prosecuted. I think it is ridiculous that the same county that he worked for is handling the case. I think it should have been transferred. I requested it to be transferred several times. It's all documented with the state police and FBI. I don't think it's right that he is living in Florida until trial. And I think, you know, he's only looking at 16 years and he would have to serve 75% of that. And I don't think that's enough justice. I mean, he ruined this child's life. He completely destroyed him.
What did he do for the county?
So we got married in 2013. So I wasn't with him when he was a police officer. But he was a police officer there for 10 years. I believe he was on the SWAT team. And he left there in 2005 for undisclosed reasons. He had to resign. I've been told there's reasons why he had to resign.
So he was a Porter County police officer?
Yeah.
Okay. And he had to resign for undisclosed reasons.
That's what I've been told. I've been told a lot of stories.
But they didn't elaborate on specific reasons?
No. It's just a horrible situation. And I just think Porter County should care about our children. I feel like they failed my child.